Hey guys, so there might be a little bit of background noise right now because the thing I wanted to talk about is actually running right now. So if you don't know what to get for Christmas, maybe for a little bit bigger gift for someone, or maybe for yourself or for your family, I have realized lately that a 3D printer is pretty cool. I've had one for, I don't know, maybe a year or two, and it has just allowed, as I have unplugged from social media and have wanted to find other creative outlets, it has allowed me to do a lot of creative things that there's this like barrier to otherwise, and that barrier I think is just like challenge or fear of fabrication, right? Like, which is something that I don't have in building software, right? Like, I can build software and just it's on my screen. There's not like this big mess. There's not having to go buy a bunch of supplies. There's not any of that really. So, that's really, really nice in building software. And in the physical world, you don't usually have that, but 3D printing is pretty dang close to that. And it's, it's just opened up a whole new set of possibilities for me. So, and all different levels. So like right now I'm printing out a 3D print that someone else made. Kind of like akin to installing a package or using an app that someone else has made. I just download it and print it out, and then I can use it, which is awesome in its own right. But it's also opened up the creative possibility for me to design my own stuff, which is, I would say, kind of akin to, programming, but in the physical world. And so it has opened up, like I had an idea the other day for a board game. And so what was I able to do? Well, I was able to just like print out all the design in CAD, all the 3D pieces, and then print it out. And so if you're looking for something, to get you back into the physical world this Christmas, even though it is a digital thing, it will appeal to us, geek people. The 3D printer that I have is a Bamboo A1 Mini. And the crazy thing is, I think, some people have this picture that like 3D printing is like super expensive. And I mean, it is a pricier thing, but it's not crazy expensive. I got mine on sale at Thanksgiving a couple years ago. I'm just looking at the current price here. Yeah, it's on sale right now. It's $200. So, I mean, it's less than your smartphone that you're buying, less than a lot of things. And the A1 Mini has been awesome. And the filament is like you get a spool of filament and it lasts you a long time, and it costs maybe, I don't know, like $15. Very, very cheap to run overall for all of the fun and usefulness and utility that you get out of it. I've printed useful things and just a lot of fun things, games and stuff like that. So, if you're looking for something to do something a little bit different this Christmas, check out Bamboo Lab. Pretty cool, fun little printer that I'm enjoying. My current thing that I have just printed out as of last night are our little 3D finger skis. This was something that we saw on a skiing video the other night, and my boys were like, "Whoa, those are cool. Can we buy them?" And so we were looking at, where you can buy the commercial version. And then I was like, "Oh, well, let's just see if there's, someone who made a 3D print design, because it's just little skis that you put on your fingers, kind of like a fingerboard." And there's 3D prints out there for them. So I just downloaded them. Didn't even need to do a design for this one, and we printed some out, and they're fun. Just a little bit about 3D printing. Great, creative outlet to get back into the physical world in a fun way that kind of is engaging for us programmer computer head minds. All right, I'll see ya.